It's Tuesday, August the 3rd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, America hits a vaccine target and Qantas furloughs more staff. First, the world in brief. 70% of American adults have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, hitting President Joe Biden's target 1 month later than hoped. The milestone is good news nonetheless, as the highly transmissible Delta variant wreaks havoc among the unvaccinated. Case rates have surged in states and communities with low vaccination rates, prompting some local officials to mull mask and vaccine mandates. Qantas furloughed 2,500 pilots, cabin crew and ground staff working on domestic routes in response to the lockdown and travel restrictions being imposed in Sydney. The Australian carrier has already idled around 6,000 staff employed on its international routes, which have been grounded since June 2020. Qantas expects the furlough to last for at least 2 months. Four Palestinian families threatened with eviction from the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in East Jerusalem rejected an offer brokered by Israel's High Court to remain in their homes as, quote, protected tenants. The deal would mean them giving up their claims to houses they have lived in for generations. Dozens face eviction after Israeli settler groups purchased land rights from Jewish families who lived there before Israel's independence in 1948. Vitaly Shishov, a Belarusian dissident living in exile in Ukraine, was reported missing. Mr. Shishov runs an NGO that helps Belarusians fleeing President Alexander Lukashenko's regime to settle abroad. His friends say he had recently been followed. Separately, Kristina Tsimanouskaya, a Belarusian sprinter who refused to return home from the Tokyo Olympic Games, was given a humanitarian visa by Poland. Business surveys suggested that Asia's economic recovery is slowing. The Caixin Market Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index for China fell from 51.3 in June to 50.3 in July. 50 is the level that separates expansion from contraction. Japan's PMI rose over the same period, but those for Indonesia, Malaysia, and Vietnam fell, partly because of rising COVID-19 case numbers. Goldman Sachs is set to boost the pay of its junior bankers. First-year analysts will earn a starting wage of $110,000, an increase of nearly 30%. A flurry of deal-making activity has turbocharged fees at the investment bank and burnout among its peons. In an internal survey, younger workers reported toiling 95 hours a week with 5 hours sleep a night. Germany joined Israel and France in approving booster shots for elderly people and those with underlying health conditions starting next month. Experts remain unsure if third jabs are needed, though vaccine makers are keen to get them approved. Data from Pfizer showed protection from symptomatic COVID-19 dropped to 84% from a peak of 96% 4 to 6 months after its second shot. And fact of the day, 6.6 million, the number of new firms born in America since the start of the pandemic.